Watch live, left-wing, pro-life activists protest outside D.C. mayor's office. Demand investigation into aborted babies discovered in D.C. by Catherine Hamilton on April 7, 2022. Pro-life activists are rallying at the office of Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser at 11 a.m. ET on Thursday, calling for her to comply with a congressional demand for autopsies of five late-term aborted babies discovered last week at the home of a progressive anti-abortion uprising, PAAU, member. On April 5, more than 20 members of Congress sent a letter to Bowser's office, as well as the D.C. Metro Police, demanding an autopsy and a full investigation into the deaths of the five babies who were allegedly aborted by Dr. Cesar Santangelo at the Washington Surgery Center. Photos taken outside Thursday's event, credit, Matthew Purdy, Breitbart News. These five children, like all children, have inherent value and deserved better than abortion, they deserved life. But at a minimum, they deserve to have their deaths investigated to ensure that no D.C. or federal laws were broke, according to the letter, which was obtained exclusively by the Daily Wire. Live Action founder and president Lila Rose said the babies were recovered from Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services outside Cesar Santangelo's abortion clinic in D.C. on March 25 when a driver gave the PAAU assistants a box of aborted children said to be burned as medical waste. In a Twitter thread, caution, disturbing and graphic images, PAAU said it discovered at least 110 mangled bodies of aborted children in the box they obtained from Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services outside the clinic. 110 were buried by a priest in an undisclosed location within a private cemetery. Five of them are now in the custody of the authorities at the request of Teresa and Lauren, the group wrote. Live Action News, the publishing arm of Live Action, interviewed neonatal specialists and even a former abortionist, asking them to weigh in on how the five late-term aborted babies died. The expert said there is a great possibility several of them could have been aborted in violation of the Partial Birth Abortion Act as well as the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. The discovery of these bodies is horrific and disturbing evidence of the infanticide that may be occurring in this clinic within our nation's capital, and indicative of the violence happening in abortion facilities nationwide, Rose said. Since then, Rose said Bowser's office is being inundated with thousands of calls and emails. According to media reports, Bowser has been silent on all fronts, though she continues to bring in endorsements from pro-abortion groups.